Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do
just what he said.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Our God is always able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask him or think, according to the power that is working in us. Amen. That was a beautiful song done by The Voices of Unity featuring Darwin Hobb, titled He's Able. Amen. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Hallelujah. You're welcome back. Here's God's word to us for the 20th day in March 2024. Be anxious for nothing. Our theme scripture from Matthew chapter 6 verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life and for a beautiful day that you have made. We are also grateful for your word that you have sent to us. We receive it with grateful hearts and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name. Amen. With recent developments like economic meltdowns, galloping inflations, uncontrollable floods, increased terrorism, unprecedented kidnappings, and untold hunger in the land, many people are worried about what the future holds for them. But if you're a believer in Christ, you should heed the counsel of Jesus in order to soar above the present challenges. The summary of what Jesus said in our opening scripture is this: don't stress yourself about the future, because the future will take care of itself. Did Jesus mean that we should not plan our schedules or save money for the future? No, he didn't mean that. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 20 says, "The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets." It takes wisdom to save for the future. While forward planning is good and recommended, God doesn't want you to plan from a position of fear of the future, which betrays your lack of trust in God's ability or willingness to take care of you and your offsprings in the future. Believe that the same God who cared and provided for your past needs will still be there to care and provide for your future needs. According to Jesus, every day is bound to come with its own challenges, and you should not import tomorrow's stress to add to today's stress, because it may lead to unwanted health challenges. God knows what to do about the future of that business you're worried about. God knows how to resolve that health challenge that has been giving you sleepless nights. God knows how to sort out your children better than you could. Therefore, don't become solicitous about the future, because the same God who took care of you yesterday and today has also gone into your tomorrow to wait for your arrival. Hallelujah. God knows all that you need to live a good life in this world, and he is committed to providing all your needs. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 19. And the way to avoid worrying about tomorrow is to rest in God's love and willingness to provide all that you need, as long as you are committed to prioritizing the business of his kingdom above everything else. In Matthew chapter 6 verses 31 to 33, Jesus said, "Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles, that's the unbelievers, strive after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So instead of worrying about your future, determine to prioritize God's kingdom business today, and God will take care of your tomorrow. Shalom. Amen. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your assurance of providing all my needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I refuse to worry about tomorrow, because you are well able to take care of my future needs. Please give me the grace to trust you more and more each day." In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out this episode is Ntokozo Mbambo singing Yinaye. Praise ye the Lord, because he's good and his mercies shall endure. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afanifale. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
To amaze us, you never cease to amaze.